Well, we all know just how difficult buying a house here is at the moment for most people. Trying to find one that's affordable is the first hurdle, and then bidding with hundreds of others for the same property is another. And among the many other battles between that first bid and sold going up on the sign is sometimes having to ask a myriad of questions of the estate agent who is selling the property. At the moment, there is no obligation on the seller to provide all the information about it without being asked. This is something the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has been examining and wants the government to legislate for. Simon Barry from the CCPC is here. You're very welcome and good morning. You've been conducting research on this among home buyers. What have they told you about their experiences?
They've told us that they find the home buying process really arduous, stressful, lengthy, and generally the market lacks transparency. So the market for home purchase is unique in a number of respects. Firstly, we're acutely aware in the CCPC that for many people and most people, buying a home is going to be the single largest financial transaction that they ever undertake. Also, we know from our research that most people will transact only once or twice in their entire lifetimes. That's really significant because it means people don't have the opportunity to learn through repeat experiences. And that also places a real premium on the availability and the quality of information. And home buyers don't find the market transparent. They don't find it easy to access information. They struggle to know what questions to ask. And they have varying levels of trust in different kind of parties in the process. So that's behind our recommendations.
So what type of questions do buyers need to know the answers to and should be provided as a matter of course?
Well, one of our key recommendations is for a pre-sale list of information to be available at a very early stage in the process. So this covers areas such as the availability confirmation of the availability of the title deeds, boundary information, whether the property is tax compliant, and whether it may be subject to a probate process. Mm-hmm. So these are things that generally are uncovered over the course of the process because the that information has to be provided for the contract to complete. But buyers are saying that they want it much earlier in the process, and we're recommending that it should be made available at an early stage in the process before people bid on a property so that they're making fully informed decisions in what's a really, really important area.
What about structural issues related to the building that would not be in the seller's interest for the buyer to know? I mean, that is why the buyer has surveyors and engineers and people like that to carry out studies on their behalf.
Yeah, exactly. So what we found is that there are varying degrees of trust in different parties. Parties that are well-trusted are friends and family, engineers. But seller parties, so the seller themselves as well as their solicitors and estate agents, tend not to be subject to high levels of trust. So one of the things the CCPC is going to be doing is we're going to be updating and enhancing our 9-step guide to buying a home to include people, include questions around things that people can ask, encourage people to think about the type of structural questions to ask and to consider the appropriateness of getting an engineer's survey in order to be able to tease these things out at the earliest possible stage so that the decision that they're making to commit to a property is done with the fullest and best quality information.
But do you want legislation underpinning that list, as it were?
We do. And this isn't asking for something that isn't already done as part of the process. What would be changing here is that this would be made available at a much earlier stage. And we recognise
that... Without having to be asked for it?
Exactly, that this would be a requirement for properties coming to the market, that these would this type of information would be readily available at a really early stage. So it's about bringing forward information that's already envisaged as part of the process, but the big difference being that it enhances the ability of consumers to make fully informed decisions, and that's what they're telling us that they want.
How often does the lack of information on areas like this lead to delays or even the wholesale collapsing?
Well, so one of the outcomes of our research is that the average length of the conveyancing process is about 17 weeks. And we know the lived experience of that process can be really, really difficult and stressful, featuring delays, sometimes even extra cost. If the delay ends up being longer than expected, people may need to find alternative accommodation in the middle. And so in bringing this information forward, we think that those delays can be avoided in many cases and associated costs potentially avoided.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in. Simon Barry from the Consumer Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. You're listening to Morning Ireland. We'll be back with news headlines after this break.